Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. I have to tell you, before we get to the mailbag, I have to tease because it's everything in my power not to jump right in with the story that I have for you today, which involves law enforcement and, you know, not being flip about it, but a very nervous environment in the state that I live in, in the great state of Florida.
Lots of tension.
It is, and we will debate the merits of whether or not I should have called the authorities. But I will tell you, which we did, and we will discuss. But it is
thank
very
you for
much
filing the
mind.
Report, Mr. Squirrel. We will keep you involved.
It's very well, you know. Oh God, you know. Here's to the dispatchers and the people that help everybody when you call that old 911. But I will tell you something. I got me one yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. I rarely, you know, I don't think it's a good idea to yell at the police in any capacity.
Oh, my God.
But I believe I may have raised my voice just a bit when I was just trying to get through.
Mike, sometimes you need to do
the urgency.
To be heard. You must raise your voice to be heard.
That is the tease. That is the tease. We will get to it in the body of the show. But I said, I really had to let you know that this was something that was very much on my mind. And, oddly enough, when I was getting ready to prepare this show today, my wife said, oh, by the way, did you mention the thing yesterday? And I went, oh, my God, that's right. I can't believe it. But when it filed it under the category of the show writes itself.
Okay.
Because after all the tension settles, after everything is put to bed, I slowly sit back and reflect and I go, oh, my God, that's going to be a wonderful little story. That'd be the type of thing that I could go out and seek out and never find. But we found it yesterday. Well, let me just say it found us. So there is the tease on the Mike O'Mara Show. But I'm not going to tell you about my story.
It's not about you.
That's right, Rob. You kind of limped into that one. It's not about you, is it?
No, it's just...
It's not about
trying
you.
Trying to feed the segue here.
Feed the beast.
Right.
That's right, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Rob Spiewak.
It's all about you.
You.
It's all about you.
You.
All the time. All these things that I do.
Do.
It's all about you.
You.
It's all about you.
You.
All the time.
One time.
He's like at a speakeasy.
So nice.
All right, are you done?
Quite done.
Thank you. All right. From the land of the three named people. Hold on, let me get my soundboard up here because I meant to do this anyway. Because I only read the first one, by the way. When you send me the birthdays, I only read the first one because otherwise I don't think it'll be spontaneous. But now that I have this, I'm all plugged in.
Surprise.
We're good to go. Ladies and gentlemen, happy birthday. And here we are.
Oh, okay.
The land of the three named people. Happy birthday to Basil Scott Jarrell, who's, as Rob said, whose name sounds like it belongs on a British door slamming sitcom.
The son of Jarrell.
Jor-El.
Hello,
Jarrell.
Hello, Basil. Basil, we've prepared your egg. It's soft boiled the way you enjoy it, and it is sitting in one of those silly little risers
an egg cup.
And you tap it and then simply remove the shell and eat the soft boiled mass as you sit at the breakfast table, perhaps with a piece of toast and with some blood sausage. There you are. Thank you very much. So Jarrell, that's his name. Basil Scott Jarrell, whose name sounds like it belongs on a British sitcom, but I like the name, and I think there ought to be more people named Basil. Just
Basil? Okay, we'll work on it.
Catherine Lakeful just turned 37. Well, I certainly hope she has a lake full of fun. She is a new mom as of last November, and her husband, Olaf. Olaf, well, it wouldn't be, well, maybe it's Olaf Lakeville.
It is, as a matter of fact. Do you like Olaf or Basil better, if you had to choose?
Man, I'd like to go on a cruise with both of them.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Olaf loves her very much. Her gift will soon arrive at her home. Oh, it hasn't arrived yet. But he's sending it via our TMOS Amazon portal. And we are grateful for that, everybody. Happy birthday this Saturday to Terry Lettich. Her daughter tells us that she is quite box and has a schoolgirl-like crush on Rob Spiewak.
That's nice, isn't it?
And I'm only reading what was written for me. Can he give her, get ready to throw up in your mouth, a sexy birthday greeting?
Oh, well, that requires one of these. Luckily, I brought a quarter. Love, love, love. She wins.
Rob Spiewak's sexy birthday greeting to Terry Lettich.
Terry.
Oh, yeah.
Lettich. I can scratch that Lettich.
Oh, yeah.
How'd you like to come over to my basement to watch Netflix and chill?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever made love to the light of a Humphrey Bogart film?
Oh, yeah.
And then, be a good girl. Fix me a drink.
Are you done?
Twice, as a matter of fact.
That's lovely. Matt Regan just turned 35 and would love a classic birthday shout out from Oscar.
Matt Regan.
Do we have to spin the wheel for
Oscar? I think
Oscar?
I just tell him, right?
Well,
douchebag
30,
douchebag 30.
Should we dispense with all the showmanship?
Oh, please. Well, that slot machine's just so loose. It's been giving away everything forever.
Yeah, we're not making any money.
The thing about what he wants.
Pony.
It has been a rarity since we've reached our new studio is that Oscar used to actually shout his birthday shout outs. Do you remember that? And it's funny to hear Oscar yell.
I have to protect the instrument.
Well, here we go.
Is it Matt?
Matt Regan, yes.
Matt Regan, 35's really, really an important year because at this point you start looking around at those little fillies and say, which one am I going to take with me on the rest of my life tour? And you got to realize a couple things.
Right.
You got to eyeball their moms because that's what they're going to look like a little later in life. And
there
two, you got to realize how important a dual income is. T.O. Oscar didn't realize that. He got the first one right. Not the second one. Don't make my mistake.
There you go. Thank you. That was very...
It really turned into more of an advice segment, didn't it?
It was very helpful. Guess who has a birthday on June 22nd? Besides me. Sorry.
Oh, my.
It's Keith Acevedo. Keith Acevedo is turning 43, which puts him 3 years into his liver-failing 40s. Way to go. Have a good one there, Keith. It's the bestest day of the year for a birthday thing.
You know, Mike, it was mentioned in a letter. It is actually, hasn't birthday season begun?
Yes, it's birthday season. It's officially birthday season. Yeah, lots of people celebrating. Yeah, who loves June? Anyway, moving right
on. Put up my birthday tree last night.
Happy 21st anniversary to Dan and Liz Ware. 21, more like 20 wonderful. Am I right, ladies? 21st anniversary. Isn't it great to be married? I've been married 21 years, just not to the same person.
Just got
to
add them up. I don't think you've made 21.
No. Yeah, you might be right about
that.
Because I think my marriage is longer than all of yours added up. I think we figured it out before.
Carla and I will not be married. We will be married 7 years, but we will have been together 13 years.
But under the eyes of God.
That's right.
In the eyes of God, I have been, I lived in sin for a couple of years before I put
She had to graduate from high school and college.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Middle school. What are you talking about? Super duper P1, Diamond Dave Smolai has made it through another year of his fall apart 40s, and he still manages to look stunning. Happy birthday, Diamond Dave. I hope you have many more. And moving right along. Hey, guys, June 12th was my 37th birthday. I'd like to spin the wheel, oh yucks, to see if Betty Davis can tell me what I have to look forward to as a 37-year-old. Happy birthday, me, Joe Garrison from Tacoma, Washington.
And before we spin, Mike, I want people to know, happy birthday, me, from now on, might be an automatic disqualification. I don't like that. Happy birthday, me.
Let's see how he does.
Here we go. McCartney, Ringo.
Oh, no!
You set him up, Rob.
You tricked me.
That's your friend. Keep on calling on Wednesdays.
That's it. Happy
keep those calls coming.
I'm so sorry. How disappointed are you that you're
me.
Not going to be able to
not
do
really.
It? Okay, I know you were. You're the one that said you didn't like happy birthday me, so.
Well, yeah, he doesn't get here from here on forward.
He doesn't get the privilege. No. Hello, gentlemen. On March 22nd of this year, my life was turned upside down when my home burned to the ground. Wow. Mm. I survived with a pair of shorts and a T-shirt, and that was it. However, thanks to a beautiful girlfriend and wonderful family and friends, I am now in a new home. A special thanks to all of the TMOS family. You made me laugh when I didn't think I could laugh. Good God, that's what a tragedy.
Yeah, I know.
Sincere thank you from a lifelong fan, Pat Williams from Sheldon, Iowa. That's. I was thinking maybe he was out there in the Pacific Northwest, but he's an Iowan.
But thank God he's got things back on track. I thought that was a very nice letter.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I know a thing or two about faulty wiring.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oscar actually is going to, probably result in a good section of the city of Georgetown being set afire.
Does lead paint burn? I don't know.
The great fire of 2016.
That's it, yeah.
Lead paint, Rob? You might as well just walk in there with a can of gasoline. Anyway, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony, I'm writing to wish my pops, Michael Ham, a happy birthday. This past Tuesday marked my father's further descent into his failing, flaccid, follically challenged 50s. Let me check these off here, okay?
Yes.
Let me see. Failing? Yes, that's true. Flaccid? No. Doing okay in that department, believe it or not. Follically challenged? Yes, absolutely. Every day, a little less. A little back towards the Rocky Mountains every single day with my hair.
Retreating like the Canadians, Mike.
Thank you.
Less is more.
This year, instead of a tie he would never wear or a tool he would most definitely lose, he has a one-year bonus show subscription on the way. Yay!
Excellent. Woo!
Thanks for bringing the funny and giving us something to laugh about on our commutes. Jack Ham.
Hooray for the hams, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Jack Ham. That's fantastic. I love his segments with the animals on Letterman. It's a lot of fun. And by the way, he said they should have shot the gorilla.
That's right.
Morning, gents. I have a simple request to start my weekend a little early. Could Oscar talk up Rick Moranis as Tom Monroe singing Turning Japanese? Thanks, guys, and keep up the funny. Rob, I'm confused by this letter. What is he requesting?
On the Jerry Todd show, Jerry Todd was the video disc jockey on SCTV.
Jerry
but
Todd,
the
we love
videos
that.
Were sung by Tom Monroe, another character from his album On a New Wavelength.
So
I've never seen that television show.
It predates you by a few days.
So Tom Monroe is actually Rick Moranis, and really Rick Moranis doing Jerry Todd, only a little singy song.
Well, right? No, they're two different characters. Jerry Todd was the video disc jockey, and Tom Monroe was the singer.
But Jerry Todd, the character of Jerry Todd, was similar to the way Tom Monroe sang Turning Japanese.
A little bit. I think it's just because it's rooted in Rick Moranis, because Jerry Todd was more of a puker.
I know Sweeney Todd.
No, that's different.
Well, this comes to us from Paul in Portland, Oregon, and we're going to spin the wheel
now.
Well, hold it. There's an editor's note that we need to address before we spin the wheel.
Oscar, the song has a half-second intro.
Oh, sure.
So it's not a great talk-up, but Tom Monroe's Downtown has a seven-second intro. But I think we have to go with the original Turning Japanese.
Okay, well, what we'll do is we'll jingle, allow him to do something short, and then cue me for the record.
Yes.
As we would
Oscar, you think you're up to that?
I'm in.
All right, but that's only if the slot machine hits, because we don't know.
That's only if he scores on the slot machine, the Wheel of Funny. See what happens. Yes?
Big clown nose.
Okay, good job. All right, so it is a progressive, so cue me when you want the record, okay? But wait for your jingle in 3, 2, 1.
Jerry Todd.
TMOS.
Oh.
Point.
I've got your picture
today on the deck of the Sweeney Todd.
And he keeps talking?
I don't understand what's happening right now.
Stop.
Why don't you let Mike do this?
Hey, how am I ruining it?
Your big thumbs, your timing.
No, Oscar, you didn't kill me. I was so specific.
Got a sign with the big guy. All right, let me show him.
Show me how.
Okay, same thing. Jingle, talk, and cue me, okay?
All right.
Yeah, jingle, talk, and cue.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Jerry Todd.
Tom Monroe on the wire.
I've got your picture. I've got your picture. I'd like a million of you all around my cell. I want the doctor to take a picture so I can look at you from inside as well. You get me turning up and turning down. I'm turning in and turning round. Turning Japanese. Turning Japanese. Japanese. I really think so.
Tom Monroe.
Turning Japanese. Turning Japanese. I really think so.
Thank you. Thank you. That's quite enough of that. Thank
Did you want to hear any of Downtown?
That would be a no. Okay. Moving right along. Boys.
Checking.
I would... Thank you. I would like to submit my name for consideration on the Wheel of Birthday Fun. Oh, Jesus. For June 22nd, when I will turn 44. What a great day.
It's birthday season, Pony.
But it I am sure, sure Mike's well-deserved birthday celebration will understandably take priority. I mean, how many does he have left anyway? You're goddamn right about that.
Well, that's kind
of
cool.
I am the doting father of an 8-year-old, actually of 8-year-old twins, Jacob and Ava. And a 15-year-old daughter, Emily, who is finishing her freshman year in high school. If the Wheel of Birthday could grant them a greeting from Oscar as the gingerbread man, no. I'm sorry,
oh, come
too
on.
Many requests for the that character.
The one thing I can do, it's, I do well. You don't, well want me to, you don't want me to shine.
You know what? I can only agree to spin the wheel. I can only agree to do that.
So we're going
to
spin?
Congratulating them on their hard work this year. That is Emily, Jacob, and Ava. Go Cardinals. That's a baseball team, Rob. Thanks. Jim Kales of Chesapeake, Virginia. Well, let's the whole Kales family. Let's see what happens. Bolivian flag, Bolivian flag, Bolivian flag.
Yeah.
All right. This is
that's good news for everybody.
Let's see the names again. Jacob, Ava, and Emily. Oscar, take it away.
Jacob, Ava, and Emily. Here's Gingy wishing you a happy birthday. And remember, if you see the Muffin Man, run!
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm just playing the explosion sound for the hell of it.
Thank you.
Ryan Parker is turning 35.
Parker!
Parky, meaning he has never been nor ever will be as big of a douchebag as he is now. That's right. 35 is the douchebag year.
Yeah, it is.
The pinnacle.
Absolutely. Due to this, he has to submit his own birthday request and do so in the third person. Nothing would give this well-intentioned, good-hearted douche more happiness than hearing a Dothraki Orange Line Metro operator. Thank you and love the show. Best, Ryan Parker. All right.
Do we spin for
so
this?
This is the Metro operator with the Game of Thrones Khaleesi speak.
Yeah. Yes.
Do we
yes.
spin for this or do we just grant this?
Let's see what happens.
Okay.
Too much work, too much work, too much work. Aww. Thank you very much. I'm sorry.
But you matched all three, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh yeah. Well, technically, bring him in.
Chinatown Lack Bullocks, British Food Metro, Orange Line. Orange Line, look, fast food is beat. Look, Harold. Doors open on the Black Bullocks.
Thank you. That's all I got in me.
I think that was
you,
plenty. I thought it was very nice.
Oh, my God. Moving right along. Hi, guys. Thank you. My husband is a huge fan of your show. He listens every day, which can be hard to do with three very chatty ladies in his life. Me, his adoring wife, and our two daughters, ages 5 and 10 months. Didn't get their names. I am hoping you can help me out. I never remember to submit his name to you when it's his birthday, so I was wondering if you would be willing to give him a happy Father's Day shout-out instead. Are we moving into the fake holidays now? Are we really going to go that route?
I don't know. I mean, if they want a shout out, I mean, it's sort
yeah.
of lame.
Also,
but
is it really fake when we all, especially those who are fathers, expect to receive something?
Well, I don't even know if I, because it's so close to my birthday.
You've been burned multiple times,
it.
Mike, but that's just you.
Believe
other
so.
People, other people.
This gentleman's name is Jonathan Berry. He's an amazing father. I know he would be lost. We'd be lost without him. And I would appreciate it very much if you could help me show him how much we love and appreciate him. Many thanks, Sarah Berry.
Mm.
Editor's note, he is loved and appreciated. Just not enough to remember his birthday. Drop the mic. There you go.
Hey, Mike, let me offer this. If they really just want to do something that's, you know, minimum effort, let's just give them this.
Father's Day.
There it is.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Berry. Yeah. Not my grand, you know, and what is his name? His name is, let me see, I'm looking for Jonathan Berry, not my favorite Berry. My favorite Berry, Ken Berry.
Oh, he's very talented, Mike. Yes. Triple threat. Loved him on Fantasy Island. He did one episode where he was a lady killer.
Ken Berry?
Yes,
yeah, wonderful. And, of course, and my favorite flavor, straw.
I believe that's pronounced strawberry.
I prefer
strawberry.
Crunch.
And, of course, Ken Berry.
Thank you. And let's not forget, for all you Mainers, blue.
Oh, delicious.
Blueberry. Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and the rest of the TMOS gang on the longest mailbag ever. I would like to wish my wife, Scarlett Dangerfield, a happy 33rd birthday. Are you kidding me?
Hey, I do.
Boy, oh boy. Hey, she's in the back seat. We've been listeners since the Fairfax days, and we still listen every episode of the podcast. Are you kidding me? Come on. We now live in Atlanta and enjoy road trips back to Northern Virginia, listening to saved episodes that we've stockpiled for the drive. A lot of people do that.
Yes.
We love that. Every year, my wife asks me for only two things, Sherry's Berries and a TMOS birthday greeting. Well, no real need this time of year to get the Sherry's Berries.
Pick your places.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay?
You get my drift?
Yeah, right? Especially when I see him online. No need now. Thank you.
They have other options, Mike.
That's true. Please, touch of water. Please help me make her birthday wish come true with a big spin on the wheel of funny for her favorite Jamaican, who always speaks his mind. Keep bringing the funny, Josh.
The Jamaican,
you know what?
Jerk.
I have a prediction about. I think the slot machine might not pay off this time.
Oh, I would.
But let's see.
The jerk could talk about Sherry's bears.
That's very true, Oscar.
Rob's gonna have to be fleet of foot.
Oh, I blew it up. The slot machine didn't even finish because it exploded.
Sorry, the Jamaican jerk can't come in, Josh.
Oh, man. Right,
sorry about
that. Thanks for listening from the banana.
Thank you for listening. Yes, we appreciate the support. Dear TMOS crew, my bossy wife of 16 years turned 40 yesterday. She's given me three wonderful children and has stuck by me through thick and thin. She works with special needs kids. That's a noble occupation.
Awesome.
And she is absolutely amazing at her job, which she enjoys very much. Needless to say, she is the love of my life and my partner in crime. We are going to spend the day at the San Francisco Giants game and then eating our way through the city by the bay. That's a great city to do that in. Happy birthday, Lisa. Love from Cameron, Travis, Zachary, and Sydney. P.S. Hey, Rob. Sorry if my punctuation and grammar are not up to snuff.
Amazingly, it really sucked. Anyone who spells his kid's name Z-A-K-A-R-Y, really, it's called the Strunken White Elements of Style. Read it.
Hey, Rob. I'd like to have Mike wish my wife a happy birthday on June 21st. When do you need the info by? Well, he's really early, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's thanks to Jeff Rauschar. Editor's note. Sorry, you already missed the deadline.
Maybe next year.
Today is June 16th.
Get it in early.
Many of you will be listening to the show at different days, but we have to share that for our listeners in Ocean City. Hello, crew. I was listening to the mailbag last week, and I suddenly realized that it was my ex-wife Heather's birthday. I doubt she is listening because she never had a sense of humor. Wow. But it's nice to know that effing bitch is another year older.
Awesome.
Wow. That's the ex-wife. Have we ever gotten an ex-wife greeting?
We haven't.
Sick
burn. Nice to know that the effing bitch is a year older. God, being married to a funny younger model is great. Wow.
Wow.
Thanks from the very petty Josh White. I say only one thing to wrap up the mailbox. Josh, thanks for taking the high road.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
And I suppose that the cake and eat it too part of this whole story is that another dream of mine has come true, which is that I've gotten to open this shop, where I have all my show business treasures and all my memorabilia.
This is, without a doubt, one of my favorite items. My dinner with Andre Action Figures, and what you can do, which is so cute, is you can reenact the whole scene, you know, where the two guys talk to each other and say, you know, boy, I'm sure glad you found a good restaurant. You know, it's so hard these days to get in. You know, who do you know? Oh, I just called, made a call, spur of the moment. Oh, you can always get a reservation. That's not from the movie, but you can make up your own dialogue, which is one of the great things about action figures. I'm trying to get, it's very rare, action figures for Das Boot, because I love to do that whole, you know, kind of claustrophobic thing inside the sub where they're, you know, Das Kanda, Das Mustenstein, you know, that whole German thing. Can't speak German, but it sounds like, you know, sort of a bunch of barnyard animals, muck, 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 you know, making that noise and sweating. Over here, some new lunch boxes we've gotten in, the remains of the day lunch box. And the kids, they're just having such a good time with these, you know. Kids don't like eating lunch at school, but if they've got a remains of the day lunch box, they're a whole lot happier.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Remains of the day lunch.
How did you get a reservation? I just called OU.
OU, live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show on the air. And by the way, let me say it properly. The nation's capital, Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
There's a particular broadcaster that I'm not altogether fond of. I like him as a human being. I'm not a fan of his work. And he says, Washington Redskins.
Mm.
And I've never been a fan. Anyway, hi, Larry. On the air and online everywhere, the
Mike
O'Mara Show. Hi there. It's a daily radio show and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. If you're here, you will too. Our phone line's always open, but you know the number, so don't worry about it.
Right.
Our show today brought to you by Vistaprint. Vistaprint is the best no matter what you need for the home or office. Postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, you name it, Vistaprint does it right. But I got to tell you, and I've told you before, nothing beats their business cards. Here's the deal. 500 business cards for $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under 10 bucks. And who do we have today, Rob Spiewak?
Shout out to Spokane, Washington, and Dan White.
What was that? You had a little hello, Spokane,
man,
everybody.
Spokane, Washington,
Big
and
Daddy
Dan White, who is a student support coordinator helping out the kids. It's communities and schools. What they did is a great job with all the information and the official logo. You can upload any logo to your Vistaprint card and make it look the way you want it. So thank you, Dan White, for supporting us via Vistaprint.
They're totally customizable front and back. You upgrade the card stock, add a fancy finish. The best customer service, great quality, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy, Vistaprint will make it right. Just remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's a 50% savings. Visit Vistaprint.com. Create your custom card and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today. Well, here we are, like we always are on Thursdays, where we are up on a break very quickly. I don't want to do that. I want to. I've got a long story to tell you
okay.
about a,
OU.
An incident that happened. You know what I'd like to do, just as a quickie, as a throwaway?
Please.
I would like to get an update on MBA man, the man who is pursuing his education and has been relentlessly pursuing it for over, is it over a year?
19 months, Mike.
19 months you have been slaying the dragon.
Over a year.
I am
has
filled
it been
with
a semester
questions.
Yet?
You are, you know, this has been occupying your life and it's been,
yeah.
Well, Rob, how long has it been screwing up our show? 19
Oscars
months.
Oscars world. Yeah, every day.
Oscars world. You are nearing the
Oscars
is-
world.
Thank you.
What a dick.
Well, it's what we do. I have to ask you this, Oscar. What is the official graduation day? And is there a ceremony surrounding it? I assume
there is a lunch and there is an intimate ceremony on July 23rd.
Did you say intimate?
Intimate. Intimate.
So, I mean, everybody in the class is going to wear lingerie?
No. Just
silken boxers. Ooh.
You get a limited number of tickets, and the tickets go to your fam. That's about it.
I know. You've said that before.
Yeah.
I'm not. You know, if I was there.
Yes.
If I was in that studio, coming into that studio every day, And the fact that the show, you know, with every other Friday you being gone.
I think the show's benefited as well. I didn't just take.
I think every other Friday the show's been excellent. Yeah.
I would tell you, I would probably be just a little bit hurt.
Oh, you shouldn't be.
That I was not going to be.
No one else is coming.
This man is not even close to telling the truth.
Yes.
What it is the fact that A, you wouldn't be invited even if you were here, and right. You're hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
It's
the
true.
Onus is off you. You don't want to go to this graduation.
Yeah, no, why would you want to go sit through that?
You know, I don't know.
I actually tried to get out of the graduation and go to Drab's wedding.
Yeah.
That wasn't going to work.
I feel somehow like I'm kind of part of it.
You are.
Don't you feel the same way, Rob?
You're stakeholders, both of you.
Exactly.
And I don't mean the steak at Ruth Chris. I mean the steak that is me. You put the time. You gave the flexibility.
Right?
You stand to benefit. You have already. You continue to benefit from this education. I think you're absolutely right. You should feel that way.
But I've never been to a graduation that was either worthwhile, fun, or afterwards I said, God, I'm glad I was there.
This is the truth. I swear to you, this is the truth. I look forward to the graduation day because I feel it's almost like I have another kid that's doing this. That's
it's called family, Rob.
Education.
No, yeah, explain to me about family. But what I'm saying is this. It doesn't mean we're not proud of you. It doesn't mean we're not excited
for presents,
you.
I expect presents, though. Presents.
Oh, yeah, well, not my presents at the graduation.
No,
presents. But, of course.
What is the protocol for a... like an MBAs are already in the business world, most of them, right?
Yeah, but
a check?
Gotta be.
Yeah. A nice 401k, sort of
contribution.
That'll be good.
I respect that.
So will your dad be in from South America?
I'm buying him a pocket knife, Mike.
He's flying in, and I'm picking him up from the airport like the little kid I used to be and the little kid I still am to him. God bless him.
Yeah, Oscar, it's called family. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Then he goes to the ceremony. Will he be
and then he leaves.
Your home, or is he going right back to the airport?
He's in town. It's funny because I told my dad, I was like, hey, Dad, how long are you staying for this time? He goes, not long, son. Plane leaves in August. I said, all right.
That's not a visit, Mike. That's a layover.
That's a layover. And
the man's
so
busy.
How is it going to be? Is it going to be like in a hall, or is it just a? Are they renting out a ballroom?
Oh no, it's just they're doing whatever university is. God bless them. They're just.
How do you feel? Are you out of your mind proud of this? I can't, Mike.
The amount of work that is still due does not allow.
Am I getting happy here?
Does not allow for the. Hey, it's almost over situation.
Could you still F it up if you drop the ball?
There's there are two classes that still need to get through.
Fingers crossed. But I do, I think back to my college graduation, and even though the night before and the graduation itself was fun, I really had a hard time really enjoying it because there was so much leading up to it. I think you'll be glad after it's done when you look back.
It's going to be... And we've had, for one reason or another, the way the schedule is stacked up, there's been two, I'll be here on Friday, there have been 2 weeks in a row that we didn't have class on the weekends, right? And
right.
I haven't had that in, I would say, 19 months.
Right.
And the feeling of, oh, I can call Pony and ask him how we can figure out what we talked about before the show, feeling of anxiety, at least for a week between classes, I looked at Shannon and I said, it's going to be nice to feel like I'm not under the gun for one day.
Yeah,
right? That's good. Well, you
where I can actually sit down and say, I want to have a long, educated back and forth with my boy Pony about how we can figure out how to do something no one else has.
And when you really want to talk to someone, Pony's the guy.
That's right.
Rob, I'll ask you this.
Yeah.
How many, after he graduates, how many times when he's not in our company do you think he will drop the MBA thing?
Oh.
How many times do you think, you know, when I was getting my MBA, you know, my MBA, I got my MBA. I would.
Well, you know what we need to do?
I'd say it to a toll collector.
Yeah. I said, you know what? This is an MBA graduate giving you this 85 cents.
Well, also think about this. I'm proud to say that I wasn't in a place where I could just ask my parents for those dollars. And I've taken on some debt to do that. So it means whether you like it or not. it means so much more when it's your own dime getting you through this.
And
right?
considering his his checkered educational past, Mike, this is really, this dots the I and crosses the T on the diploma. He really has done it this time. This is not really Dean graduated. College. This is not Dean College.
Oh, it's not WVU evidence. Either.
No, no.
We have no evidence of all the colleges that he was kicked out of, whether he ever
kicked out of.
Degree,
I've never was know. Kicked out of any college.
Well, I mean, we
high school.
Say that, you know,
but who hasn't done that?
We're joking.
Who hasn't done
well,
that?
Well, everyone in the room except you.
You
a private school.
You were kicked out of Dean Wormer
Dead Poets Society
University when you slept with his wife.
Oh yeah,
you know when you did that. When you,
I saw. Remember when they met in the supermarket?
Yeah, they met in the supermarket. He said, "Mine's bigger than that."
Yeah, next to the Cukes. Next to the Cukes, it was fantastic.
Yes. Yeah.
And I guess you went to West Virginia University.
Yes.
And
Mountaineers.
It was that Middle Eastern woman that you dated named Near,
yeah.
right? And that's why you were a mountaineer. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know where I'm going with that particular joke. But so the date is coming up, and you're near the finish line. Just keep us posted.
I will.
And let us know how every little thing is going.
I will.
Okay?
Nothing like a 30-page paper that's due on Monday.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think I ever did one of those.
Will we be mentioned?
There's nothing to do with work.
Oh, it's a shame.
Crime Stoppers, everybody.
Crime
Mr.
Stoppers.
O'Mara and Mrs. O'Mara. Crime Stoppers coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
The first time I listened to 97.1 The Wave, I knew it wasn't like any other radio station. Great music all day, then from 7 to 9, The Mike O'Mara Show. I like that show. It truly is fine. The Mike O'Mara Show, every night. Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
Thank you very much. Too much low end. Welcome to the back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Warby Parker.
Parker.
Do you hate getting new eyeglasses, the choices, the hassle, the expense? Forget about it. Warby Parker has the answer. Delighted to have them back on the air with us. No more outrageously priced eyewear. Prescription glasses start at just $95, and are they phenomenal? I am really, really excited about my new glasses from Warby Parker. And choosing frames is convenient and easy because they have a free home try-on program where you can try out 5 pairs for 5 days. All you have to do is go to warbyparker.com/TMOS. And choose your 5 favorite styles, and they're shipped to you with no obligation. You go on the website, you look at the frames, you take a little survey about the shape of your face and the type of glasses that you need. They will send them to you to try. You open them up, you try all the different frames. You go to your special someone, and you say, "Hey, how do I look?" They say, "You look like a school marm." You put those back in the box. You put the other ones. You're a sexy machine. You keep those, and that's how it works. Warby Parker sells directly to the customer. So whether you visit one of their 30 retail locations like I did, or warbyparker.com/TMOS, you're going to get a great deal. Go to warbyparker.com/TMOS, pick out your 5 favorite frames, and they'll ship them to you for free. That's warbyparker.com/TMOS to get started with a free home try-on kit. warbyparker.com/TMOS. And as I look at the clock on the wall, once again, I cannot do this little story justice. I hate to keep teasing, but...
That's fine. As long as we get to it. As long as we get to it.
All right, I'll set it up this way. My little guy is got a refresher course for his swim lessons.
Ooh.
And it's this is the thing I did months and months and months ago with him, where he was practically a newborn, and you take them, and it's amazing to watch
it.
The
it really is. It really, truly is. They have no fear of the water.
Mm-hmm.
They're God, I wish I knew the name of it. I'm such a moron.
Little Swimmers.
Like, it's a no.
It's called Place Your Bets. It's a new swimming school.
No, it, there's a name for it. There's a technical name for the
Tadpoles?
Training. ISR, infant. I don't know. Hold on. Let me look it up. I don't want to do this. I don't want to leave you guys hanging. And not
ISR, infant
exactly.
Swimming.
Rec.
Rob with 2 B's.
Oh.
No.
2 C's. Infant swimming recreation.
Could be.
Infant
refresher course?
Swimming refresher.
Refresher
it's
course.
Okay, hold on.
TMOS.
It's infant swimming. Oh. Infant
the Mike
swim. Hold on. I got it. Infant swimming resources.
Oh.
That's what it is.
Well,
ISR.
Well worth the wait.
I'm sorry. I wanted to get it right. So people, you know what? I might be helping people today. I might be helping people with this.
Helping people. People.
People. Give me a break. What it is primarily this is an infant course, and it is truly amazing to see when you see an infant go into the pool turn over on its back. She puts her hand under the infant's head, removes it, and there is the infant on its back in the pool, floating, saving itself. So this
it's
buying you minutes.
Nature. It's like the womb.
And it's buying minutes if you're near a pool or you have a pool in your backyard. Yeah. It is buying time. But she's also
frightening. It's frightening to watch.
Right.
It's very upsetting. We did it with Julia got swimming lessons when she was a bit older. Robert was really little.
Right.
And it was one of the ones where the dad would go in when I'd be in the pool with him, and they'd say, let them go. And it's so hard
topless.
Not to do. You know what? If I just had just like a rock,
you'd toss it. You'd like to hit him in the head.
Hard. Just enough to have, for him to say, hey, what are you hitting me for?
I also have context because I did this for an entire summer.
Oh, that's right. And he only lost two.
I tell you, I would probably not be able to do the job that Kathy does in the pool, my son's swim instructor, because it's amazing. But the
celebrity
thing,
she most resembles?
Oh boy! Oh,
she's
got to
be in
gosh.
Shape, right? She's swimming
Kathy
all the time.
Lee Crosby,
tremendous shape, very athletic. Boy, you're making me search. You know, I get mad when people can't pull this.
The late
right
Doris
away.
Roberts.
No, she's probably got a little blonde Jennifer Garner vibe going on.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. Lean.
Wow.
Yeah. She's
very,
sign
you up for the 20 back.
Muscle. She's lovely. We're going for an extra week.
There you are.
Do they have SSR, Senior Swimming Resource?
No, I can do fine. Thank you. I can float on my back.
Of course.
Yeah. The last time I did it, though, I was at the beach, and a bunch of people came down and said, come on, put water on his head. You can save
him. Help
him. Push him back. Push him back in. Push him back in. He got caught on a sandbar.
But, Mike, what I was saying is...
He got caught on a sandbar. The birds are flying around him. They're going to eat him.
I was thinking of a refresher course for yourself so you could spend some more time with... what was her name? Kathy?
Kathy. That's right.
No.
Rob actually had a twin brother that was lost in Japan when he washed up on the beach and he exploded.
That's right. I remember
that. Remember that viral video with the whale exploding?
Everyone was so friendly to me at the beach. They said, are you happy since SeaWorld released you? I said, I'm doing great.
Okay. We've done the whale humor. Why do I laugh?
Willie! I said, no, it's Rob. It's Rob.
Free Robbie. Yeah, it's fantastic, though. I'll tell you, if the mackerel is large enough, Rob will almost get his entire body out of the water. It's fantastic.
Rob will be posing for pictures following
course,
the show.
They didn't free me as much as, you know, they had to let me go when I dragged one of my trainers down to the bottom of the pool.
Oh, no.
It was very, very scary. Mm-hmm. I was pissed.
Ruh-roh.
I was so pissed. All right, anyway, so it's ISR. He goes in there, and he's in the pool, and it's fun to watch, and it's the coffee clutch. And this is where when, you know, Mr. Mom comes along, and I'm there, and it's kind of like, papa, 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 papa. There's just constant jammering, and then you have the kids crying, but I still, my kid... It's such a joy to see him on the steps of the pool, and he's going to do the thing where he rolls over to breathe to basically save himself, and he forgets his place sometime because he is looking over at me, and he is grinning from ear to ear. It's fantastic, and to watch little infants do this, I'm stunned. I'm stunned that they can do it that well. So that's the setup as we go into the break here, because I have to tell you, that was yesterday, and then we are driving back home. And we see something on the side of the road that really didn't alert me as much as Mrs. O'Mara when she gave me the elbow in the ribs and said, what is that person doing? And then right after that, we have to call the police.
Mm.
Call the police right now, because this could have been potentially very bad.
Tensions are high down there, right?
On the scale of bad, would you think it was somebody getting into a fight would be probably on the bottom scale, right?
Yeah.
What would be on the top scale? What would be, especially in these this day and age, especially with the state I'm living in, what do you think would be at the top of the day?
Someone with a firearm running around?
Or perhaps even greater than that, what is perceived to be a terrorist threat.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I will tell you the entire story when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. That's the setup, and I'm not lying about it. We'll be right back.
Until I need new shoes. Yeah, I said,
welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let me tell you about money. The truth is, sometimes folks like you or me need a little extra just to get by, just to get that project done, to put that down payment down, and banks don't always make it fast or easy. I'll tell you who does. Avant. Finally, there's a company that gets it. Sometimes everybody needs just a little extra money. Maybe you want a car. Maybe you want to remodel a bathroom or a kitchen. You want to put siding, you know, on your house. You got Danny DeVito that's standing outside that's trying to sell you the aluminum siding.
You need air conditioning.
Yeah.
You need an air conditioner. Thank you very much.
You need your entire house rewired.
Absolutely. Avant provides access to unsecured personal loans from $1,000 to $35,000. That's a full-scale remodel in your house, or perhaps you just want people to take your vintage wood out of the backyard.
Yes, reclaimed.
Complete your application in literally minutes. The funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. See how easy and convenient borrowing is through AvantOffer.com. They provide access to unsecured personal loans, and you can just go there and check it out. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon gift card if you make your first payment on time for this offer, and to check your rate risk-free, go to AvantOffer.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's AVANTOffer.com. Promo code TMOS, AvantOffer.com and TMOS. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited by ACH for delivery next business day, but approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details. We are coming back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're coming back from my kid's swim lesson yesterday afternoon. And as we're driving by, Carla says, what is that guy doing? We approach at, I would say, probably about 40 miles an hour. There's actually a bit of traffic at the time we're going by. This gentleman is on the shoulder of Route 41, which is a major
that
artery
main drag
down here.
Right outside where you live, right?
Like the old main drag. It would be the Route 1 that you guys have in Northern Virginia to R95. Okay? It's not the super highway, but it's a well-traveled, very, very busy road. And there's sprawl like there is in every area of the country like that on the side. And he's right across from a shopping center, but he's on the shoulder. And as we drive by, I'm looking ahead. I'm not really watching the shoulder.
To the road.
That's right.
I'm paying attention to doing my job as the wheel man.
Yeah.
As much as Carla wants to drive, I said, when you drive, it looks like you're taking your grandfather to to his colostomy appointment. So the fact is, so I'm driving along. She goes, oh, my God, look at that. By the time I look up, I see the guy, and I see him with his arms up in the air. And I don't think anything of it. It looks like maybe a crazy guy. The first thing I think
is... In Florida?
The Florida mask.
I think he's one of those guys that we see all over the country. You know the sign people?
Sign spinners. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. A sign spinner that's up there. They're all over here. And what sign spinners are basically is it's paying someone because you don't want to go through the regulations that you would have to go through to have a permanent sign put up. So you get sign spinners. I think he's a sign spinner. Mm. We go by, and again, he's going like this. And she said, I'm going to call the police. I said, what are you talking? Stop it. He's just some weird guy. Mm. He said, I thought he was a sign spinner. He's not a sign spinner. I said, what? The first thing I noticed was the guy has an Aqua T-shirt, and he is standing about 4 feet away from a suitcase, a carry-on bag-style suitcase, all black. And Carla practically screams at me, and she said, do you know what he was doing? I said, what? She said, when we went by him, and I saw him do it three times, he was looking out at the cars, putting his arms up in the air, and going, boom, boom,
wow,
boom.
Wow.
And I said, he was doing that? I said, Carla, are you serious? She said, I swear to God. We've got to call the cops. At this moment, I look in my rearview mirror, and he is hauling his ass across the street.
With the suitcase?
With his Samsonite just rolling along the concrete.
We hang a U-turn.
Bumping.
And I'm still a little bit reticent about pursuing this, but Carla's making a great case. You know, and when she says the line, if you see something, say something.
Mm-hmm.
And
you guys are rubes.
Why are we rubes?
Both of you. If there's going to be some sort of explosive, he's not going to go in the middle of an intersection or the side of the road to cause any damage.
But
why would he warn you?
Maybe he's a stupid terrorist.
Hold on. But let me tell you the level of freak outness that we had. Now, wait a minute.
But she installed it. You wouldn't have freaked out. Did she install?
Here's a programming note. Please hold off on the ball busting till I finish the story.
All right.
I'm perfectly willing to open it up to the
That's
floor.
A deal.
Stop slapping your leg, God damn it. If I can reach it. I want the rock now. I want the rock now.
Pony, go get a rock.
Okay. I want to hit him in the head. So I look, and here's Oscar, here's where I went from being, whatever, When Carla said that, I said to myself suddenly, you know what? What if there was something going on? What if he was such a wingnut that he was going to do something ridiculous, like run out into traffic, run into a car head on? This guy is obviously mentally disturbed at the least.
Mm-hmm.
And at the worst, he is standing next to a black suitcase and he's pantomiming an explosion. And I'm like, well, call away. Let's just look. We saw that, just to check this out. And let me tell you why the final piece of the puzzle. He goes across the street and he sits down at a bus stop. So he has his suitcase. He has just been looking at cars going boom, and he's about ready to take a suitcase on a bus.
Okay.
I said, call. It can't hurt anything. Go ahead and call. And at that point, we decide to go back and forth and just check him out and see if he's doing anything else weird. At this point, he sits down at the bus stop, and he's not doing dick. And I suddenly get anxiety myself, because I've been completely sold on the weirdness of this situation, and I really am not going to feel good if I see this maniac trundling onto a bus. Do I think that it is jam-packed with explosives? No. Do I think I don't know what's going on? Yes. Do I think we should probably call somebody because he's acting so odd? Yes. So we circle the block, and then Carla and I do this little dance. We're like 400 feet away from the guy, and Carla says, he's looking at us. I said, no. First of all, I said, what's
he
going to do?
Is little Michael with you?
Yeah, he's in the back. He's not even aware of it. He's not even aware
of
what's
going on. No, he's aware of it. He's rolling his eyes.
He's like, I thought I'd have my Lincoln logs by now.
Jesus Christ, they're at it again. God damn.
We are about 400 feet down the street, and she says, he's looking at us. I said, what's he going to do? I said, I think we can outrun him with our car.
And he's looking at the pretty girl in the car is what he's doing.
Yeah. No, he can't see us. He can't even see us. He's that far
away.
Now,
Mike, you've U-turned or you've circled back at
this
point.
We've done three U-turns. We've gone back and forth. We're watching him.
Have you broached the topic of 911 yet?
Called the cop.
Oh, you've already called 911.
Yes, Carla, and then...
So you're sticking around for the show.
Right, and let me just say, my wife is extremely smart, but on the geographic scale, like people of her generation, geographically, I believe starting at about 1975, the American educational system decided that there was really no need for people to know where the f*** they are.
Well, north, south, right? Your car tells you everything, or your phone. Right.
And now, and with the advent of GPS technology,
No
one needs to know where they are, whether they're going north, whether they're going south. So Carla gets
Carrie
on the
is
phone,
a geography major and right? can't get from here to there. She can't do it.
But we're going towards the sun.
I'll give you an example.
North?
call 10 restaurants on a Friday night, talk to 10 hosts or hostesses, and ask them where they're located. And you'll get about 60% of people that don't know where they are.
Wow, yeah.
It's crazy. So she is on with the dispatcher, and she said, we're right by the, I think they sell yarn. And I'm like, give me the phone. And I said,
we were going
southbound on Route 41.
That call was going to be on CNN.
Yes.
CNN is going to be in the audio vault.
Yep. And by the way, the dispatcher is the type of person, if you call the cable company,
yes,
you're getting that level of out-of-the-box thinking. The dispatcher is obviously reading off of a script because they're new.
Yeah.
And so...
And they have a very if-A-then-B type mentality.
Do you have, like, for example, when I got on the phone, and I'm by the way, I'm already in an agitated state, but I'm not screaming. And the question comes down on her pre-done script list. Do you or anyone near you feel like you're in imminent danger?
Right.
I said, absolutely not. Absolutely
white
not.
White guy, then, Middle Eastern guy, what do you look like?
That's the question that was asked. I said, I believe it's a white or Hispanic male in his mid-50s with a beard.
A beard, and then you hear flipping
you
pages.
No. At this point, the dispatcher, here's the thing. At this point, the dispatcher got on with me and said, hey, it's you. No, so anyway. So I'm describing, we're getting a little bearing on where it is. At this point, we've made our last U-turn, and we decide we're going to go down to a parking lot and just sit in back of the guy. We're about probably four blocks in back of that, three blocks in back of the guy, and we're just going to watch and wait. And this is when, suddenly, my anxiety level is like, I don't want that guy getting on a bus. I don't want it to happen, and I hope that the cop just gets there to vet the guy. Now, I know that, but Oscar, here it is. In this climate we live in, I think the problem we all have is that if you see something that's disturbing, and if something had happened, I'm not talking about an explosion, but if he had done something to somebody, I would have been, I would have been glad that I at least said, hey, this behavior is not normal.
If you've got the time, why not? I would just say most people.
What does that mean?
You call the police.
I'm going to get the rock and I'm going to hit you in the head with the rock.
That's enough. You call the police.
Oh, you're talking about like hanging out and watching.
Yes.
Oh, you're absolutely right. But I wanted to see the show because we did have the time.
That's true. You essentially bought
Daddy's not on the golf course anymore. So
you bought the ticket to Hamilton. You might as well see him sing.
Right, right. I mean, she
doesn't want to. Poor man. He's got a mental disability. He clearly, all he has is that little Samsonite. He's like, I think it'll be funny to do this weird thing. And
right.
and the poor beard, that he doesn't realize that beard is now a red flag for everybody. Though the guy in Florida who did that atrocity didn't even have a beard.
I know.
Could be anybody.
No, I mean, I don't care where he's from. And yes. That had absolutely
that tan had a lot
to do
with it.
No, absolutely not. No, because I really didn't think. Hold on. And this is important. Yeah, hump. I did not think about his ethnicity until the question was asked by the dispatcher.
Okay.
Before that, did they? There's just a weird guy going, boom, boom.
Welcome
standing
to
4 feet away from a suitcase. What
outside
the hell?
That CVS, there's always a weird person with Tourette's either yelling at me or mother effing me or asking me for money. And I'm like,
But he's not standing out almost in the middle of traffic going, boom,
that
boom,
would be
standing next to a suitcase.
A loaded suitcase.
Would you guys call the cops?
No.
No, I wouldn't do it either.
No.
But I
probably wouldn't have picked up on it.
I'm sorry that neither one of you care about your country. I just want to say that. I'm sorry that neither one of you care about... Pony, I heard that. And you're not on camera today, and I heard your groan. Let me finish the story. So we wait, and thank God, the sheriff's department car pulls up before the bus does. And the guy gets out, and we watch him walk over. There's a brief conversation. Then the sheriff goes down and opens up the suitcase.
Ruh-roh. Did he have the big tactical bomb vest on?
He did not.
Oh.
He opens up the suitcase. He zips it back up.
Yeah.
Tells the guy to stand up, cuffs him. 11 more sheriff's cars showed up.
Whoa.
What?
They put him on the ground. They bring in a hazmat team.
Oh.
We are watching this. I'm lying. None of this happened.
Oh. Oh, you jerk!
No. They talked to the guy for 20 minutes. He looked in, got his ID out of the suitcase. He waved. He waved at him when the sheriff left. He waved at him. I was just so pissed off at the crap you guys were giving me.
Because we're right.
It's
not bad to have a guy running up and down old US 40 with a suitcase full of pancakes. It happens.
The guy, here it is. The total time was probably 15 minutes. Where the guy was talking, they were having a lengthy conversation.
Yeah,
enough where.
So where
I thought,
do you do your laundry?
No, the call was what jackass called 911.
You know,
that was the conversation.
Let me tell you something. By the way, this entire segment, okay, you want to talk about what our show is?
Yes,
you're listening to exactly what our show is, you bastards. That's what I'm trying to say. We were concerned citizens. You know that?
No,
we were
rubes.
Concerned citizens. We are not
rubes. You're rubes.
If you see something, say something, Oscar.
Well, how about this? If you see something, say something. If you have time enough to stick around and watch.
If I didn't have time, if I hadn't stuck around and watched, I wouldn't be able to finish this story.
That is
and
true.
Tell you,
is
and
true.
Tell you that everything.
What did Carla
ended up, okay.
say? Because she was a catalyst.
Yeah, she's the one who made it
what
happen.
What did your lovely wife say?
Here's the weird part, and you know, you guys have been there, and you know how this is. Carla, there was probably just a little disappointment.
Of course.
In Carla, that. Oh, by the way, because. Because Carla was buying in all the way. I hate to throw her under the bus with this, but I will tell you.
He was saying boom.
At one point, she thought the car was located too close to the guy. And I said, what, like the suitcase is really going to explode?
This is so tragic.
It's tragic, but it was something. But you know what? What I call it is a pretty, pretty nice little Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the way I would. Bastards.
Sir.
The second time I've said bastards.
Did you pick up that deodorant at that CVS?
Meanwhile, Carla's saying, back up 10 feet. Back up 10 feet.
Okay. That's it. We will take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you like Oscar Santana?
Yes.
But worry he might be too misogynistic?
Oh.
Then check out The Robin Joe Show with noted feminist Joe Robinson. Listen to Joe's opinion on the importance of young girls to have a positive body image.
I'm sure that in most high schools, the cheerleaders are under two bills. I'm sure they don't have to order special uniforms like they did for these cheerleaders I saw. I really don't want to talk about it. I think that's mean.
Get Joe's take on equality in the bedroom.
The problem is I want to get a canopy bed because, you know, I like to tie chicks up and I'm going to be single again, right?
Hear Joe's analysis on the perils of prostitution.
Propositioning my girlfriend for a threesome with him and his wife. Now, I'm not offended by that. I'm offended by the idea that he tried to give her $40.
You can listen to The Robin Joe Show weekly at MikeOMaraShow.com or on demand on the TMOS app.
In order to date me, you need to be a whore. That's what I said.
That's a good way to pick up whores.
By the way, that's the level of participation from the Rob half of the Robin Joe Show.
As a
when
rule.
He just chimes in. Other than that, he works the thermostat on that show. It's a, it's a wonderful program. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Want to tell you about our TMOS bonus show. Each week, we record a sixth episode of the show. It's uncensored, it's commercial-free, and it can be yours. If you subscribe to the 2016 TMOS bonus package, you'll get full access to all of the 2016 bonus content, plus the entire bonus show anthology. That is over a 25% savings, all waiting for you at MikeOMaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS bonus packages. And yes, we know the year is half over. We know you haven't gotten it yet. We know you're slacking. We know Friday is payday. We know you're disappointed you didn't get tickets to our live show and you'd like to make it up to us.
A bon bon bon.
A bon 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 bon. That's right. So please do it today. The TMOS bonus package. Order it right now.
That's the best time to do it.
Absolutely. Please get it. We want to say thank you in advance.
Hi,
news. What?
Hi to the High Sparrow.
Hi to the High Sparrow. Stephen Douglas McIntyre. Love you.
He's
love you big
all
time.
Over Facebook.
Very busy.
People are photoshopping his face.
I know. It's marvelous. The High Sparrow and thank you. Oh, by the way, thank you asses in our listening audience. Yes. Okay. I'm Hodor. Okay. And he's dead. Thank you very much. I'm Hodor.
I like, you know, back to Stephen Douglas McIntyre, there was a lot of great photoshops, but I like some. He did a post yesterday and someone just did a picture of a sparrow. Just the bird.
Our listeners are the best. Our listeners are the greatest. All right. Here's news you may not need. There are many women who think bedding down Leonardo DiCaprio would be a dream. Apparently, those women would be very disappointed. I rarely go right at the top of the news with a pure tabloid story.
Oh, I think it's excellent. That's a good policy.
This one was just too funny. According to OK Magazine, all right? Isn't OK the magazine that makes the National Enquirer look like the New York Times?
Yeah, it does. It sets the bar very low.
Apparently, sleeping with Leo does not live up to the hype. A woman who supposedly had the privilege learned that lesson. She told a friend that as they got, how many sources does this go through? So an unnamed woman told a friend who told the OK Magazine.
Exactly.
People,
OK Magazine doesn't even count as a source.
She told a friend that as they got down to business, Leo, quote, reached for his vaporizer and a pair of noise-canceling headphones.
Wow.
Laid back and closed his eyes and signaled for her to keep going. Wow. Almost believable, though, isn't it? With the,
I think the vaporizer is way over the top.
For those of you who might be curious, his coital music of choice was MGMT.
Oh,
that's, solid group.
Yeah,
it was solid group.
Song Kids, right?
Yeah, yeah,
that's their song.
Is that a funny little detail they throw in, like to say, now it's credible? A lot of celebrities have sent messages of support to the LGBT community after the shooting in Orlando. Madonna is one of them.
Madonna.
She's being savaged right now on social media because she posted a picture of her kiss with Britney Spears at the 2003 VMAs. That's old lady.
Really?
Right there. Yeah, my humble opinion. The picture says, gay or straight, no hate. And she captioned it with, stop hate, stop violence, hashtag revolution of love. What got people so upset is that this wasn't a gay kiss. She and Britney did it for attention, and they think she's using it for attention
but
now.
She also posted a picture of two guys kissing within that same time frame.
Did
and
she really?
By the way, I was at that VMAs of all the VMAs. I was in the audience because we were there for the radio station, WHFS.
And he was one of the guys kissing.
Yeah, him and Todd.
And I remember then it was a publicity stunt, but the logic of putting two guys kissing and then two women kissing, and by the way, she happened to be one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that's too far-fetched, but she's getting murdered online.
Getting totally murdered. One of the quotes here, are you serious right now? This isn't about you and your fake-ass kiss for publicity. I would think you'd know better. The pic was completely unnecessary and self-promoting. That's what she's getting
Yeah, and also,
for.
It's an old pic. It's 13, mm-hmm. 14 years old. If she had just posted what she wrote,
right.
She'd be okay.
That's fair.
I think that the picture's over the top.
You know, on sports talk radio stations around the country and on television and for years, there's always the great debate. It seems like every month or so, there's a Pete Rose debate, you know,
about getting him to the Hall of Fame.
So overused, guys. Yeah. It's like the worst discussion in the world. I've seen Pete Rose on multiple occasions in Caesar's Palace.
Yeah, he just hangs out. God.
It's like he lives there. Ichiro Suzuki got two hits for the Miami Marlins yesterday, and the second one was his 4,257th career hit as a pro that breaks Pete Rose's record for the most ever. However, asterisk, that includes the 1,278 hits he got over nine seasons in Japan before coming to America in 2001. Now, naturally, here's the classy guy. This is Pete. You know, this is Pistol Pete.
I can't wait for this, Charlie Hustle.
Pete Rose doesn't think they should count, and he was talking about it. And here's the quote. I'm not trying to take anything away from Ichiro. Of course you're not, because you're not a petty douche. He's had a Hall of Fame career, but the next thing you know, they'll be counting his high school hits. Pete goes on, because Pete has no class. If you say those hits in Japan are professional hits, then my hits in the minor leagues are professional hits too. So he's still just so bitter.
He's very
never
going
to get in. No. Never.
Would you like to hear what Ichiro had to say? A little more gracious when asked if he thought the hits should count. He said, quote, I don't think you can compare. Obviously, it's a combined record. Is that not the opposite
That's
of Pete
exactly
Rose?
That's exactly the way to handle it.
Is that not just a straight-ahead, factual comment? I
and
love
I know
the guy.
That after
I
Pete
He's
Rose...
an amazing baseball
After
player,
Pete too. Rose released his comment, he offered to autograph it for $10.
Thank you, Rob. Absolutely. 74% of women and 84% of men say they've been on a date and found the other person more attractive after a few drinks.
Hey.
No surprise here. Here's the other stat. 86% of women and 92% of men say they're more likely to wind up getting it on with someone after a date if they've had some alcohol. Sounds great. Maybe not. Check this out. 84% of women and 67% of men who've drunkenly had sex with someone they weren't particularly attracted to say they never contacted the person again. Why I don't know why that I don't know why that is. Stop it. Turn. Will you turn that on? Please turn.
What do you
off,
have that you on
know?
Loop?
Yeah. But even though alcohol can clearly lead to some bad decisions, 68% of women and 82% of men still always drink on a first date.
You have to.
Sometimes you drink
awkward.
After 20 years of marriage every day.
Thank you, Rob. Rob took the pills today, didn't he? He's doing well. He is. The World Health Organization announced yesterday that they're taking coffee off the list of possible carcinogens.
Oh.
That means coffee itself probably doesn't cause cancer, but it still might if it's really hot.
Piping hot, Mike.
Really?
Isn't that weird? According to the report, hot drinks that scald your throat can cause cancer of the esophagus and promote the growth of tumors. And it's true with any type of drink, including tea. Oh, God.
Because
or
of the healing, I guess, the scarring and healing.
That's what it is.
Wow, yep. I had never thought of such a thing.
They say anything under 150 degrees is probably fine, and that's around the temperature coffee normally is when you get it, so you might just want to let it cool down. Sometimes places like McDonald's, they had to be in the story.
Of course.
They do serve it hotter than that. So if it feels like you're mildly burning your throat, you should definitely let it cool down first. But do we really want to at 7 o'clock in the morning? When we're
no, you want it right
I
away.
I just
want
to wake up.
You want it right away.
Get it, baby. And now a little something-something. A 56-year-old man in Brockville, Ontario, Canada.
Boo!
Stop it, Canada hater. He was camping with his son and his son's girlfriend on Monday night.
Hot.
And they got into a debate over whether the earth was flat.
Oh, God.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah, the guy was arguing, you know, this is, I'm on his side, that it's round, but his
bold
son's
step,
girlfriend...
Mike!
Yes. I'm on his team. But his son's girlfriend kept saying it's flat. He got so upset that he started throwing stuff into their campfire, including a propane tank.
Oh, no.
The fire... The fire got out of control. Well, this is in Canada, so it got out of control.
Who knew?
So firefighters had to come put it out. The police came to sort things out. The man was gone by the time the police got there, but the cops are still trying to track him down. The girlfriend, she left the campsite and reunited with her old boyfriend, Christopher Columbus. It's the only pull I could have. I was actually doing some history lessons today. Yeah. A lot of stuff has been invented since the beginning of time. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault, Rob Spiewak, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Podcasts are great, but with all the podcasts out there, how do you choose? Let me recommend for your listening pleasure, Cake and Cookies. It's hosted by Katie Forbes Von Herman and my dad, Rob Spiewak. I like it because it's family-friendly, and they never use words like f**k, head, bullshit, son of a bitch, and they never say go f**k yourself, because kids don't need that kind of filth in their life. Cake and Cookies, every Wednesday at MikeOMaraShow.com, a part of More Broadcasting.
Hi, welcome back to the show, everybody. Hey, shoppers. Hey, Father's Day shoppers.
Yes.
Oh. Amazon.
Oh, and it's birthday season.
Amazon. Yeah, go to Amazon, but go through our portal to get there. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app. We still have the shopping cart.
Yes, we do.
It's still up there.
Click it.
Right there.
It's working okay.
It's working great.
Excuse me, and let everybody let people know what you're getting. We love it when you give us an update. We get a tiny percentage, by the way. So if you, especially if like you order for a company,
yes,
oh my God, does that benefit?
And effortless
the staples,
way to support the show.
The printer Thank paper, you. Everything.
We appreciate it, and shop Amazon through the Mike O'Mara Show. Without further ado, let me turn that up a little bit. I'll close it now. Open it again.
Thank you.
It's the Audio Vault for Thursday, June 16, 2016. Rob Spiewak.
No doubt in anybody's mind, the last 7 days have been sort of hard to deal with news-wise. Okay. And there was something exciting yesterday, at least in the D.C. area. You even jumped on the Nats bandwagon yesterday when they won in 12.
Couldn't help it. Jason Worth with that walk-off hit, really almost a walk-off home run, bounced off the wall in center field. Just amazing. That is the type of game, being a Red Sox fan, I will tell you, that's the type of game that builds the fan base. And to be perfectly honest with you, DC fans, hey, dicks that get these tickets to the games, please stay.
Yeah.
If it's, I don't give a rat's ass.
Dicks with
ticks. It's so
dicks with
DC.
Ticks. On you know, a it's dicks with ticks Thursday.
Is it not the worst thing about DC sports fans? I hate it. I hate it. The exits, I know we have horrible traffic. If you have a ticket to a baseball game and it goes into extra innings, the best part is going to be the walk-off. You stick around for that. Don't hit the
game
exits.
Was on. I walk out, take out the trash. I see all these people in Nats gear on. The game was still going.
It's like an exodus.
But they're just getting back and going
gotta
out
get
of Georgetown.
Got to go home. Got to eat my tuna sandwich on my granite countertop so I can get my car at 5 o'clock in the morning and drive in bumper-to-bumper traffic. Stay for the game. You missed an amazing event. One of the best games in the history of
best
the franchise.
Post-game
and what
interview
else,
ever.
And that's what they missed, the post-game interview, which was not only on television, but also on the PA in the stadium.
So great.
Here's Jason Worth after the game.
Jason, we meet again. Yeah. How would you describe what you saw over these last 3 days here at Nationals Park?
Yeah, let's hear it!
A man's man.
Yeah.
Holy s***.
Holy yes.
More often. All right, maybe without the cursing next time.
Oh, shut up.
You've talked about people maybe criticizing your
Hold
age.
Hold it, stop it for a second, okay? Let me just say, the pretty boy male model that they have for the field reporter for the Nats games Is that all you got?
That's all he's got.
As a broadcaster, maybe without the cursing.
Because they all want to be Joe Buck.
Yeah, and
they
also,
all want to be suck. Too cool for. He should hug. Right. He should be hugging him.
And also,
you should have seen. Put the pretty girl down there. Thank you. There's my misogyny alarm right there. Put the babe with the big boobs on the field. I don't need to see the guy from the cover of GQ with his. But maybe without the cursing, duh.
And then you know, Mike, he takes a massive step. He takes a massive step backwards to not get Gatorade on himself because he sees that coming too.
Oh yeah,
and that's a huge deal for him.
Incidentally, with the amount of hair that is on Jason Worth between. The beard and his long hair. When you pour that Gatorade, his weight doubles. It's spectacular. But what a great game.
So anyway, then he went on to ask Jason Worth about the people that said, "Aren't you a little too old to keep playing?"
And you've said you've had a little bit left in the tank. You're convinced of that. How do you feel just about the way that you're swinging it and what you've been able to accomplish over these last 4 days?
Yeah, those people can kiss my ass.
Thank you, Jason.
So it was nice, nice to feel those positive vibes yesterday.
That is, and believe me, fans, not just playoffs, okay? And don't hit the exits. Support your team the right way.
I had to double check my source, Mike, because this sounded like a Florida story to me. But it turns out it's Georgia that wins the Mike O'Mara Show 911 call of the week.
Yay.
It's at a Georgia Waffle House when there was a naked guy in the parking lot. Here is the actual 911 call.
This is the Waffle House, and I have a gentleman who just got out of his car and is naked standing in front of my door.
See,
oh, my God, he just peed on my door. Now he's walking inside. Sir, you cannot come in here. Now he's walking in front of my store. I have customers in here. He's holding himself.
Now, that might not be a story, except for the fact that this Facebook Live is really catching on. And at Waffle House yesterday was a guy named Derwin Rogers, who Facebook Live streamed the entire incident of the man coming in, holding himself, peeing naked in the Waffle House.
Oh, wow.
We reached Derwin Rogers for comment.
I thought it was bizarre. It kind of shocked me as a customer, ruined my meal, and just immediately went to video. I didn't know what he was going to do. He was saying a lot of different things. He's hot. He's burning up. And apparently he was. It must have been Death Valley out here. He was butt naked. That was totally inappropriate.
It was.
I mean, I wouldn't know how to tell my kid what was going on at that time. To see a grown man, you know, he was built like a potato.
He was built like a potato.
Built like a potato. I love that. That's fantastic.
If you want to support the LGBT community in the wake of the shooting in Orlando, Broadway is putting together a recording session this week where the biggest stars of Broadway, and I'm talking Kristen Bell, Wayne Brady, Matthew Broderick, Gloria Estefan, Joel Grey, Jane Krakowski, Nathan Lane, everybody is getting together, and they're going to re-record the Jackie DeShannon song.
That's cool.
It's going to be
something like that.
And it'll be a $1.99 download, and all money benefits the LGBT Center of Central Florida. So be on the lookout for that. And
you know,
it's a great way to
that's
support.
That's a great idea. I love our reaction. We just had an organic reaction to that. Mm-hmm. And we are, believe me, there is nobody more cynical than disc jockeys, ladies and gentlemen. And we all went, yeah. You know what that's called? That's called perfect timing.
It is.
It's called perfect timing. I can't wait to hear it.
And perhaps, Mike, the best way to hear that song, What the World Needs Now, it was Jerry Lewis's timpani music on the telethon.
Aha!
There it is.
Love it.
You, who had Rob ruins the entire show right now, ladies and gentlemen?
I know what's going to get him.
Not just the show.
Jerry.
The entire podcast. last night, the AFI, the American Film Institute, which is based in Washington, D.C., awarded a lifetime achievement to somebody who really, we're kind of lucky to be around for when he had his career. John Williams, the composer for every big motion picture.
Yeah.
Really?
My all-time favorite. I will listen to John Williams when I'm just listening, not when it's part of a movie. That's how much I love this guy.
One of the greatest moments last night, Morgan Freeman doing one of his favorite John Williams compositions.
Donald.
That's it.
Fine.
He told a couple great stories, one of which is that he was never told by George Lucas that Leia and Luke would eventually be siblings in Star Wars, and he regrets writing a love song for them. Because in the first movie, they didn't know they were siblings. He said, thanks, George. That was kind of awkward. He also told
I just wanted to interject. Yeah. My buddy, Colonel Michael Colburn, who was head of the President's Own, was the director of the President's Own, the band that assists the president all the major. He got a chance to perform with John Williams.
So did he
one
really?
Of the high points of his career. Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow.
They're a very cool guy, he said.
And John Williams, if you think that you'd think his career maybe started with like Star Wars, right? It goes much further back than that. Did you know he scored the incidental music for Gilligan's Island? And he's in the credits as Johnny Williams. So that's how far his career goes back.
Johnny Williams.
And that is still...
Oh, it's a new Corvette.
And he's still, still happening composer. So congratulations to John Williams. If anything, that award is way overdue. Let's close with this. Herman Cain was speaking at a Trump rally yesterday.
I'm laughing already.
And remember Herman Cain? He was a pizza salesman that ran for president.
Godfather's Pizza.
And I think the purpose, it was sort of let out to the press. He's going to come out and explain how Trump is not racist. I don't know how well that worked, because all he kept saying was something that he said when he was running for president, which is this phrase, shucky ducky.
Shucky ducky.
Wow.
Thank you very much. This sounds like a shucky ducky kind of crowd on a shucky ducky kind of day.
What?
Here to support an shucky ducky kind of candidate.
The weird thing is, after the rally, he went to Waffle House, took off all his clothes. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
And he was shaped like a potato.
Shucky ducky.
It. Shucky ducky bigly. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show is come and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, send it along to Rob with 2Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And he will read it, and I will read it on Wednesday. On Thursday.
Thursday.
That's not to be confused with Wednesday, which is the day before.
Different days.
That's it. Make sure you get our bonus package. And, I would tell you to make a reservation at the Mad Hatter, but thank you, TMOS Nation. You have really pissed those people off. So I apologize.
No. They apologize.
They apologize?
Yes, yeah, because really? They didn't have their ducks in a row. Now
they're shucky ducks.
Mm. Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, well, that's one. Well, yes. Everybody's happy, right?
Everybody's happy.
You can go to the events page. You can email them, and they will take care of you. They're very ready to take care of you.
I thought there was controversy. Anyway, for Rob Spielback
and Oscar Sparrow Santana.
The High Sparrow. Don't get on his wrong side. For Rob and Oscar, it's Mike O'Mara saying so long. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Remember the 5th of November.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.